Hi, welcome to English Marathon. This is Jeffrey. Hello, 大家好，欢迎收听英文口语马拉松。我是 DJ 叶同桥，坚持为大家提供地道、简单、实用的英文口语。And today is already day 57. 那生活当中呢，有这样一类人了，他们呢非常的 picky， 总喜欢挑别人的刺儿。在中文的表达有一个叫做鸡蛋里挑骨头。那么今天我们就来学习一下怎么表达鸡蛋里挑骨头，或者和骨头相关的短语，还有哪些我们都可以了解的呢？首先，我们在对某人表达不满或有意见的时候，我们就会用到 bone 这个词，相应短语是 have a bone to pick with someone。 Have a bone to pick with someone。 Have H-A-V-E bone B-O-N-E pickP-I-C-K with someone. Okay, remember, have a bone to pick with someone. For example, 表达对某人意见 I've got a bone to pick with you. How come you didn't come to my party last night? 我对你可是有点意见哦，昨天晚上我组织的聚会你怎么竟然不来呀？所以记住了，Have a bone to pick with someone 表示的是对某人不满有意见。那下一个跟 bone 相关的短语呢，还有 as dry as a bone， as dry D-R-Y dry as a bone， 完全干掉了。该习语的字面意思是像骨头一样干，强调 dry 特别干啊。那在使用的时候呢，通常会有什么呀，三种意思了。比如说第一类呢，通常是用来表达某个场所或者是容器已经完全干掉了。For example, after 4 months with no rain, even the riverbed became as dry as bone. 由于一连四个月都没有下雨，连河床都完全干掉了。One more time. After 4 months with no rain, even the riverbed became as dry as bone. 第二种意思呢，表示嗓子干渴，比如说 Let's stop for a drink. I am as dry as a bone.咱们停下来喝点什么吧，我的嗓子都渴得直冒烟了。 Let's stop for a drink. I am as dry as a bone. 那第三种意思呢，表示绝对禁酒，也就是不允许有酒出现的意思。 For example, I'm sorry, but you can't buy a strong drink here. This town is as dry as a bone. One more time. I'm sorryBut you can't buy a strong drink here. This town is as dry as a bone. 对不起，这里买不到带酒精的饮料，这个城镇是绝对禁酒的。最后，我相信在听节目的朋友不少还在学习。那这个 bone 呢，还可以和学习有关系，表示突击学习的意思。那么这个突击学习，如果用英文的话，就叫做 bone up。For example, I have to bone up on next year's sales program for the board of directors meeting tomorrow. 为了明天召开的董事会，我对明年的年度销售计划必须再认真审核一番。哎，这个句子有点难哦，我们再来一次。I have to bone up on next year's sales program for the board of directors meeting tomorrow.Alright, so for bone, 我们第一个了解到了鸡蛋里挑骨头指的是 have a bone to pick with someone. 那 dry as a bone, as dry as a bone, 它可以表达首先容器或者是环境干掉了。第二个意思呢，表示你非常的渴。第三个表示敬酒的意思。最后给大家介绍了 bone up, 表示突击学习的意思。So that's all for today. Thank you for listening. And this is Jeffrey from English Marathon. 那喜欢英文的同学呢，还可以加入我们的英文 QQ 爱好群1768-5127 1768-5127 And I will see you tomorrow. Thank you for listening. Bye bye.